Well, it's the 35th anniversary of the eight-year imposed war on Iran. That's the Iraq War. And Iran's President Hassan Rouhani is making a speech on this. Sacred Defense Week also beginning. Let's take a listen.
At the outset of the revolution and from their viewpoint, the undermining of the government and the armed forces, they thought that through this they could materialize the dreams they had in their minds for many years. But even though the Iranian people had contributed to the victory of the Islamic Revolution and the Iranian nation had faced many difficulties in protecting the revolution, but the Iranian people maintained its preparedness, and in fact, the nation became stronger in the face of the imposed war. Speaking of 8 years of our defense, and that defense, act of defense, became a historical landmark, and that is not an exaggeration. The imposed war, did inflict losses on the country, but our nation's defense brought about valuable outcomes. In fact, this act of defense made our nation a stronger one, and our nation became an integrated and a resistant nation in the face of the foreigners' acts of aggression. Some thought that one can affect a nation at gunpoint, but and they referred to many historical examples. But you see that after the revolution, we realized that defending the country, it became clear that defending the country in the face of aggressors made a nation a stronger one and contributed to the formation of a strong nation. And there were, and all the social gaps were eliminated. And people from different ethnicities, the people from the Baluchi people, the Kurdish people, and also the Arabs and the Turks and people from all different ethnicities and religions, they became united and they formed a united front and they resisted the aggression. Our sacred defense created this integrated nation, this strong and resistant nation. We were accused of forming a fundamentalist establishment after the revolution. We were accused that we were imposing our wishes on our neighbors. In the course of the years of the imposed war, it became clear who is the aggressor and what sort of ideology seeks acts of aggression and intervention in the internal affairs of other countries, and who are the ones who are acting in a merciless manner, not just towards their own nation, but towards even the neighbors, and not just the Kurdish people, not the Iraqi, not just the Iraqi nation. And you see, even the Kuwaitis, who were also regretfully were their supporters at the time of the aggression, they even acted mercilessly towards the Kuwaitis. And even if they had the opportunity, they would have even would invade other countries and other neighbors. The sacred defense made it clear that religion and having faith in God and Islam, they are intertwined with the love of the country, and there is no paradox. But you see, there's no paradox between them. But to have faith in God, to have religious beliefs, you see, they are interconnected with the love of the country. So this is actually a synergy. The love of a country, the love of the homeland, and also having faith in God, this created a synergy in the course of the years of sacred defense. This has been a source of pride for the Iranian nation. The Iranian nation defended the homeland in the course of the years of sacred defense. And if you review the past centuries, you will come across different conflicts and acts of defense, and you see that you'll find no one similar to the epic created by the years of sacred defense. A patriotic and national and Islamic army that believes in the Islamic ideology, and it's unique in such an army, is unique in this region. And also, our IRGC force, that is a source of pride for us, and it blossomed with the public participation, and also our young people, our young revolutionary people, who dedicated their lives for the sake of protecting this country. And even though they had not undergone training courses at military academies, but due to their innovations and faith in God, they acted superior to those who had gone through many, who had undergone many training courses at military academies. And there were plans, there was prudence till midnight, and from midnight till dawn, there were just supplications and prayers, and the nighttime prayers. And you see faith in God, jihad, and self-sacrifice, they all come together, and there is love and prudence coming together, and you see innocence combined with courage. Our armed forces actually defended the country, and in some cases they fought empty-handed, and our IRGC defended the country in the face of the terrorist grouplets. And today, and you see that at the same time, IRGC resisted the highly equipped armies of the world, and this courageous IRGC force, along with the army and the voluntary besiege force, and along with our law enforcement personnel of that time, including the gendarmerie and all the other armed ethnic groups who had come to the battle scene. So you see this beautiful galaxy formed and created such a storm. This glorious galaxy created such a storm that led to the formation of unique epics, and in the early days of the conflict, the enemy infiltrated some parts of the country, and the enemy was engaged in an act of aggression against our villages. And our armed forces created a major hurdle in the face of the enemy, and in the second month of the war, they attacked the enemy, and a major operation was conducted within a year. And the late Imam issued the order, and the armed forces, by implementing this order, they managed to liberate Abadan and eliminate the siege laid on that city. This was the strong faith that created the Kharrazis, Bakiris, and Hemmats, and individuals like Martyr Hemmat and Bakiri and Kharrazi. And this was the strong faith that created individuals like Sayyad Shirazi and Shirudi and Babai and so on. During the years of sacred defense, you see that there was an order was issued to the pilot of a fighter jet, they always obeyed the orders, and the volunteers, that there were always volunteers, and they competed with each other for actually conducting an operation. When there were attacks on Tehran, and when we wanted to attack Baghdad with our fighter jets, our pilots from Hamedan to Mehrabad, Bandar Abbas, and Isfahan bases, they were all volunteers, and they competed with each other for conducting an operation that was a high-risk operation with 90% risk. And in the battlefields in the early days of the war, we did not have sufficient armored vehicles and troops, and our helicopter pilots, they fought with the enemy's tanks. So this is indicative of the strong faith, unity, and solidarity that exists among the armed forces, and also the inspiring role of the late Imam, who acted as the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. So our armed forces, our nation, they all were proud of that commander and considered his order as a sacred order. And they implemented his order. And today, thank God, we have the same condition. There is a commander-in-chief, and in fact, all of us are proud of his prudence and courage. So we see the existence of such a commander, and faith in God and patriotism, and this great nation, all these have created an act of defense, which became known as the holy defense. And it does have a sacred nature, because that defense was aimed at protecting our dignity and protecting our homeland. And in fact, the people dedicated their lives and properties for the sake of protecting this homeland. We did not have the intention of becoming engaged in an act of aggression. And after the revolution, we were after having cordial relations with all our neighbors. And the message of our revolution is the message of mercy and kindness for all neighbors. And you see, but the major powers forced the mercenaries to attack Iran. And the major powers thought that through this act of aggression, they can defeat the Iranian nation. Our nation, during 16 years of Islamic Revolution, indicated that through faith and unity, it managed to emerge victorious. And this very nation, during the 8 years of sacred defense, managed to resist the highly equipped army of the enemy. And we were empty-handed, and we managed to resist all the highly equipped army of the enemy. And today, our great nation is treading the same path when this nation has an integrated and courageous army and armed forces. And this is an integrated and resistant and courageous nation. And this nation has resisted the sanctions and pressures. This nation has a courageous and prudent leader. This nation has a government whose members have been elected by the public. This nation has skilled and experienced and brave diplomats. So such a nation managed, to negotiate with six world powers, and in this way, the rights of this nation were protected and restored with the grace of God. It managed to prepare a draft for the UNSC. Seventy years have passed since the establishment of the UN. The first resolutions by the issued by the UNSC were about Iran at the time of World War II, when part of our country was occupied by other countries, and the very last resolutions were also about Iran. And in this midst, there were also improper resolutions issued by the Council, but those initial resolutions were aimed at defending the Iranian nation and the necessity for the occupying forces to leave the country. And this last resolution was a proof indicating the erroneous nature of the tyrannical sanctions imposed upon us. We do have complaints against the UNSC, and during the years of imposed war, the UNSC did not act to defend the oppressed nation, but in certain junctures, the Council relatively defended our nation's right. And today, if we see that our nation has emerged victorious in the face of others, that is due to the unity amongst the nation and the government, and also the great Islamic Ummah and the courageous leader, the courageous leadership, and the resistance of this nation. So this nation, a year ago, the six world powers told us that you can only have 100 centrifuges and no more. And today, we managed to increase that number by 60-fold. So we have 6,000 centrifuges. We are keeping 6,000 centrifuges active today. 6 years ago, the world powers, a year ago, they said that not even a single centrifuge must remain in Fordo. But today, there are 1,000 centrifuges in Fordo. A year ago, they said that there should be no heavy water reactor in Iraq. And today, the 5+1 group says that a heavy water reactor, but a more modern one, should exist there. And all these achievements are due to this great nation and the strong armed forces and our innovative diplomats and prudent leadership. Today, we tell the whole world that the biggest anti-terror and anti-terrorist armed forces are the armed forces of the Islamic Republic of Iran. In addition to resisting the enemy's aggressions in the western and southern parts of the country, the IRGC resisted the terrorist grouplets, and in addition to this, the enemy's aggressions, the IRGC countered the terrorist grouplets, and today it's a major our armed forces are a major force countering acts of terror in the region, in Iraq and Syria, based on their government's requests. We did provide their governments and armies with assistance in order to enable them to counter terror. But if the terrorists continue their operations in other neighboring countries, if God forbid the terrorists also operate in other neighboring countries, those countries can only have hope in Iran's armed forces to help them. And they should not think about the major powers, because the Western powers will not defend them in the face of the terrorists. If those countries who are actually involved in tyrannical actions, oppressive actions against their neighbors, they should know that if the terrorists become operational in their countries, and if the terrorists seek to humiliate them, the only armed forces that can eliminate those terrorists will only the Islamic Republic of Iran's armed forces will be able to uproot the terrorists. We are proud of our law, our police force, our besieged force, our army and IRGC. We are proud of this great nation. We are proud of our leader. We are integrated and united, and we will overcome all the problems and hurdles in a unified manner, and we will contribute to our country's progress and prosperity, and we tell the whole world that this is a strong country, a great nation that will resist all aggressions, and we are not after invading other countries, and at the same time we do defend our homeland in the best way possible. And I salute the soul of the Imam of the Martyrs, and also I salute the souls of all the martyrs, and I salute the Imam of the time. May God expedite his reappearance.
Live from Tehran, you're listening to Iran's President Hassan Rouhani. This is the start of a very important week. It's called the Sacred Defense Week. The slogan, as you see there in the middle of your screen in Persian, translated into Sacred Defense, is the pinnacle of pride for the Iranian nation. You're looking at live images coming through there, September 22nd. It's a ceremony marking the Sacred Defense Week, this being the 35th anniversary. Some of the comments there made by the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, he talked about the braveries of the Iranian soldiers who fought in this imposed war that took 8 years, how IRGC was very key in defending the nation, and of course, appropriately, on a day like today, he praised the IRGC for a number of their endeavors, especially in the region, how they're standing against the terrorists in the region, how they stood against the strongest armies in the world back then. But we're going to get more from Amir Mehdi Kazemi. He's a correspondent there live at the scene to tell us what is going to be happening today. Well, I mean, Mehdi Kazemi, it's unbelievable 35 years has passed. What do we expect today?
Well, of course, Kaveh, traditionally, this day, the 22nd of September, marks the anniversary of the 1980-1988 Iraq-Iran War. It marks a day that many Iranians will never forget. In fact, it will stay in the minds of many Iranians because this was a day that for the first time, the Iraqi war machine led by Saddam Hussein and supported by the West, the Soviet Union, and a number of Arab countries in the Persian Gulf region launched its first military offensive against Iran aimed at separating the oil-rich province of Khuzestan and then conquering Tehran. But as a matter of fact, this never happened, and that is why Iranians mark this day as the beginning of the sacred Defense Week with praises to the Iranian military and armed forces, including the Army and the IRGC, and also voluntary forces. At the moment, I'm standing in front of the tribune where the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has just delivered his speech, and he's going to witness a military parade of different ground, air, and Navy forces of the Iranian Army, and the IRGC will be marching in front of the tribune right in front of the mausoleum of the late founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Khomeini. And during his speech, the Iranian president touched upon a number of important issues. Number one, he praised the Iranian armed forces and also the people of Iran for the sacrifices made during the war in the 8 years, where in some cases he said that the Iranians had to fight this unequal battle with the Saddam military might, in some cases with bare hands, but they never ever let the enemy conquer their country and take over Iran's sovereignty. But at the same time, he created a bridge to today. He praised the Iranian negotiating team, nuclear negotiating team, and their success in the negotiations with the P5+1 and the achievements of the Iranian negotiating team over Iran's nuclear rights and the peaceful rights of Iran over the application of nuclear technology. He also took the opportunity to in fact give a clear signal and a warning to a number of Iran's neighboring countries. Namely, it was obvious that the Iranian president was pointing to Saudi Arabia and its allies in the region over issues regarding Yemen, and at the same time giving a clear signal and a warning to Israel over what they over their violent approaches towards the people of Palestine and on behalf of the Saudi regime towards Yemen. He gave a clear warning that Iran is in peace with all the countries in the region and the rest of the world, but he also gave a message to Iran's neighbors that Iran is the most powerful the most powerful armed forces in the region, and will always defend the region's territory. And at the same time, he gave a message to Iran's neighbors saying that they should not rely on the Western support, Western military support, and instead of that should focus on more coherence with the neighboring countries in the region in order to tackle issues such as terrorism. And he also said that Iran has the largest and the most powerful armed forces in the fight against terrorism. At the moment where I'm standing right now, the military parade has just started. As you can see right now behind me, the music band that belongs to the Iranian army are the first group of marchers that are passing on in front of the tribune where President Hassan Rouhani is witnessing the parade that marks the beginning of the sacred Defense Week in Iran.
Very well, thank you very much for that. We appreciate it. That's Amir Mehdi Kazemi there at the side of the scene as you're looking at Iran's military taking place in terms of a parade marking the Sacred Defense Week. Obviously, this is a very important week that has started based on the imposed war that was against Iran back 35 years now, September 22nd, being the day today that this is being marked. We're looking at some live images there.
ریاست محترم جمهوری اسلامی ایران جناب آقای دکتر حسن روحانی هستیم.
Okay, just to give you a feel there of what is going on today, this being the military parade for the Sacred Defense Week. At this point, you heard from Iran's President Hassan Rouhani, and you're listening to some of the slogans there made by the moderator, and those are some of the people that actually survived it, along with some of the people who were martyred during this war. Live images there from Tehran, marking Sacred Defense Week. And that does it for our live coverage for now.